Hello, everybody. Welcome to the very first installment of Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio Network. Coming live to you from the back of Roberta's every Monday at 2 p.m. Quick shout out to our sponsor, TechServe. Thank you so much for the computers that we are currently rocking right now, dropping the tunes live. And let's also give a shout out to our producer, Jack Inslee, and our engineer, RecTech. We are very excited for show one. I'm Terry Diabolik, joined by my twin brother and DJ buddy.
DJ Never Forget.
And with our very special guest, Drop the Lime, fresh off the plane from LA. What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
So this show is it's our return to radio. We want to also give a quick thank you to Brandon, who works at Roberta's. We met him when we had our first DJ gig years ago, and he was behind the bar and was like, "Hey, man, can open a pizza shop? Have a radio station in the back?" And we're like, "Okay, man, we'll have another drink. That sounds awesome." And one day he wasn't there, and I didn't see him for a year, and I was like, "Where you been?" He's like, "Open up a pizza shop." There's a radio station in the background. So we're snacking on some pizza, and it's delicious.
And this show is really going to bring together our love for music and food. Everything that we want to do, current music topic, current food topics, and the bands that we love and the food that they want to talk about. So,
And you eat anything good out there in L.A.?
Delicious food out in L.A. Some Mexican, got to go with the Mexican.
Is there a go-to spot for you?
I did go to El Compadre.
Okay. Oh, right.
Had some flaming margaritas on fire and some good tacos. That was fun. It's always a good time there.
So, dear listeners, bear with us as we sort out the format of the show as the weeks to go. But we got some really, really great guests coming up, which we'll get into. But the first thing that we want to do is Terry and I love to eat. One of the things that we really love to eat is burritos. And we live right off of Bedford, which in the last year, starting with Endless Summer, there's just been taco stand after burrito stand after burrito stand. And we've tried them all, and we've come to a conclusion about our favorite. And yeah. I don't even think it has a name.
I don't think it has a name, and I think it has two locations. That's
your misconception.
Okay, so this is the one, it's Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturday. It's on the, we're Metropolitan. North Third sort of like split into a V, and it's on Bedford, and it's $5 burritos. And this is the thing that I love about them: not only are the fillings great, but it's like you have this like roasted, you have this corn salad, you have mushrooms, and then at the end they grill it, which I think is the key to any good burrito. It's you don't just wrap it; you got to throw it back on the grill so everything melts together.
So it's kind of like a quesadilla crust, mm-hmm. and that's the thing. So you got the crunchy on the outside, and it's still brilliant inside. We won't name some of the other offenders, but reasons why they lost was too much rice, cheese, no sour cream, which I know is not American, which I mean, I know it's an American thing, but for us, that's really what it comes down to is when you say everything, you know, if I were to go to Mexico and I get crema, that'd be fine.
We're going to open this up to the phone lines. What do you think about street carts in Brooklyn? We can talk about the burritos, but we can also talk about other things. 718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128. Luca, thoughts on the food stands popping up?
I'm a big fan with the food stands. I got to say, I like Endless Summer. I haven't found the spot that you're talking about. Sounds good.
Endless Summer does win for best tacos.
Yeah, Endless
tacos
Summer
tacos. Are outstanding. I'm not even vegetarian, and I'll go with the seitan tacos.
Really?
Yeah, The fish wins for me.
Here's my question: if they're listening, how do they get the same parking spot? I don't see like a permit.
I see them. They have someone wait. They have a hold spot, and when they do the now that they have like the Saturday street fairs, so they just park around the corner. But that, no, if you, I think we're like 10 or 11 every morning, they come right in.
Yeah,
but that's also sort of a cheap move. They set up there. Like if you're gonna be that guy or that girl that takes the spot. Come on.
Oh, you mean not in the summer. If someone's like, park my car,
yeah.
$40.
Yeah.
Maybe we just give someone a new summer job.
Yeah.
So while we wait for calls to come in, one of the other things that we really want to focus on this show are food trends and food movements. We're very big on cultures of food, you know, rises of different things to eat and also different ways to kind of help the planet. Roberta's and Heritage Radio are really strong in the slow food movement. A lot of the food here is grown by local farmers, and they have a really solid network. So We've been reading up on just different movements, and one of the things that we found this weekend is this movement called Pro Foods, which is by this guy named Rob Smart, who from his own bio is a food entrepreneur focusing on sustainable foods, regional food systems, and consumer retail experiences. And he, you can find him blogging on Civil Eats, his own blog, I believe, which is Every Kitchen Table, and he also writes for Huffington Post, which is a fan. Just for a second, Pro Foods is an extension of the Slow Food Movement. Darren, if you want to...
Slow Food Movement started in Italy in 1986, and the focus of Slow Foods was reconnecting farm to table, which had been lost over the years, and then it made its way to America a few years later. I know it was big in Portland. I think that may be where it started. I'm not exactly sure, but essentially, a lot of things that we take for granted now, if you're into food, of just being like, oh, you know, like Berkshire pork, or like, you know, knowing where your tomato source is from, like, this is all sort of coming out of the concept of farm fresh, farm to table. And while the idea is great as far as sustainability and even, you know, as profitability, it doesn't work completely. It works on a small scale, but like on a large scale,
slow food is very, and the thing about America, what makes American slow food movement is different is that there's so many different cultures and regions that you can't make a blanket statement. You can't just say, oh, this works because what might work in Southern California might not even work in Northern California, let alone North Dakota or whatever. So
now, Luca, when you tour a lot in Europe, you know, I think you and I talked about it before about seeing, you know, with promoters, like, you get, like, really local meals. And it's a different approach even in the smaller towns of Europe.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that I am most excited about. When you tour, you go to a city, you experience their culture, their food. And being with promoters and going firsthand, you're not going to go to, like, a tourist book's recommendation. You're going to go to something that's strictly local and delicious.
Any dishes jump to mind? Like,
I mean, you know, from places like getting the proper Wiener Schnitzel from Vienna, you know, with like pumpkin seeds on it as the crust.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just really crazy things. Or, you know, even just something simple like where to get Italian food when you're in Italy.
Right.
Yeah. Not, you know, in Rome, like a small spot where it's like a grandmother cooking and not a big restaurant with
Which is fantastic, but, you know, that brings back the point. It's like you can get the best local vegetables from a grandmother, but you're not going to really... Yeah. Be able to expand. You can't have your grandmother cooking for everybody.
No, you can't.
So what Rob Smart has done is he's taken the kind of the slow food idea and turned it into Pro Foods, which is primarily focused on bringing the entrepreneurial. I even went to business school.
The business side, essentially,
into solving the complex food systems and challenges that we face. And it stands apart in the sense that it's re-injecting business into the system, where it's saying that not only is this a movement, but it's a way to make a living, which is big, because I think a lot of people, when they think slow foods and that, they think like hippies on the farm. And I mean, if you think about it, where we're sitting right now, Roberta's, this is a viable restaurant. It's been reviewed greatly. They're doing the right. It took longer. It took a lot more effort. It probably cost them more money. But in the end, you're getting a better meal. You know exactly where it's coming from. And these guys are showing that you can create a business out of this. And this is just, you know, one example of many, especially coming from Oregon and studying public policy out there. I saw a lot of businesses that go to the farmer's market and the menu would change every day.
I mean, I think the problem that you're going to find, though, is that it's not the small business. Like, in one sense, Roberta's and other things, restaurants like Egg, they're still sort of on that grandmother scale. In United States of Arugula, David Camp addresses the idea that, like, for this to really change and become a business, you need to get a McDonald's on board. And that was sort of, I mean, some of the mentalities when some of those celebrity chefs started aligning themselves with, like, Applebee's and things like that. One of their arguments before, you know, anyone was like, well, what's your paycheck look like? They're like, well, you know, if we can change the corporations and where they buy and where they source, you know, that's where the change is going to be. I mean, you know, when you have, like, I don't know how many, you know, a billion served. And if they were like, okay, we're not going to come from one factory, we're going to source from local people, you might lose some of that consistency, but we'll be able to support regions. That's when the change is going to come.
But obviously, the problem with them is that people want a McDonald's hamburger to taste
all the same.
And that's really where the issue comes from. But it really, you know, imagine the amount of money that it would take if they took just one ingredient and made that local or made that green or sustainable. That would just change the industry essentially overnight.
Yeah, but it's, I mean,
But
correct me if I'm wrong.
But his whole thing is that it starts at the small. It starts at growing businesses smaller, and then those get bigger. One of the great points and he has on is if you just Google Rob Smart and Huffington Post, he has a great pretty much the ideas. You know, it's like 8 bullet points of what pro food is, and I'm not gonna get into all of them. But the thing that I love most about it is that it's pro cooking, which is a very interesting thing to say. Because like, oh yeah, obviously food and cooking, but you know, being New Yorkers or Brooklynites, you know, how many times will you just be like, you know what, let's just go out to eat, and you're not controlling where you're coming from. You know, it might be a good restaurant, it might be health, but you're not sure where it's coming from. And so this type of thing, you know, brings it back in the kitchen, and it also promotes a sense of community.
Now, Luca, you know, I think being a musician on the road, it's funny because when you're on the road, you never cook. But when you're at home, it's like this, it becomes this luxury.
Oh, yeah. It's almost very meditative and relaxing. It's like time to have time alone, think and relax and just really take a deep breath and be away from clubs and loud music or promoters and entertainment and...
Now take us through like when you're home for a stretch of you know what you're cooking like. I know that I think you and I talked about your father's cooking being very influential on what you make.
Very influential. I mean he's Italian and so all the cooking was done by him at home. We'd eat a home cooked meal every night, and that's what I'm used to doing. I mean primarily pasta. It's just like what I'm used to, and that's what's simple for me, and that's what's comforting for me. So when I'm home, I'll cook a pasta, but put some. Taste some talent, you know, and some passion into it. You know, maybe roast some zucchini or eggplant and put in the pasta, or get some like fresh fish and put it in the pasta, and really put some time into it so it feels good.
Yeah, I think it's really important to get a return to kitchen. I mean, you know, look at, you know, I mean, the economy right now is not really pushing for $100, $200 meals, but you know, what you can get at the grocery store for $50 and some friends and some wine, just like. Put some tunes on, you know.
It's sometimes better than a restaurant you go to. I mean, it's a different experience.
And you're not rushed.
You're not rushed.
So anyway, so this is Rob Smart. Very awesome stuff. Pro food movement. You can see, you can read more of his stuff on everytable.wordpress.com. And you can also follow him on Twitter at twitter.com under JamButter. And it's great because he does posts on different articles, 10 ways to eat better. And it's a really, really, really great way. So I think we're going to...
Just so you know, you're tuning in, this is the very first Snacky Tunes, the Heritage Radio Network, every Monday live at 2 p.m. Very lucky today, dropped a line.
Thanks for having me.
Is in the studio, we're going to be dropping some music real soon. Quick shout out to TechServe, who's rocking our computers right now, and Jack Inslee and RecTech in the back room.
So I think we're going to play one of your tunes, Hear Me. AC Slater remix.
Let's do it.
Anything you want to say about the track before we play it?
This is a single that came out earlier this year, and the lovely AC Slater did a remix. Barack Assam Sistema did a remix. It was a big single, like Zane Lowe and everyone on BBC was really praising it. So.
Can you hear? Can you hear?
That was just Drop the Lime, Hear Me, AC Slater remix, which if you were out of the clubs at all in the last year, you've heard, and it's a banger. We're going to give that a slide whistle of approval. Anyway, so you are listening to Snacky Tunes live on Heritage Radio Network, coming at you every Monday at 2 p.m. And we played that song because Drop the Lime is in our studio, and king of... Trouble and Bass, and you know, heavy bass weight champion, or whatever moniker that we want to give yourself. And let's you know, great news, you guys, that Scion CD just came out, and it's been nothing but rave reviews.
Yeah, that's been fantastic. Just did the compilation with Scion, Trouble and Bass, artists around the world.
How was the tour?
Tour was outstanding, man. We had like crazy nights in Atlanta, Los Angeles, Miami. Really,
don't forget Austin.
Really intense. Austin was nuts.
Now, when you're on the road, I mean, in the States is one thing, but being outside of the States, I know you've, you know, you said you've been to Italy. I know you've been to the UK, but you know, I think one of the things that was really interesting was when you went to Japan. And I think that's where you discovered your love for like Japanese food and ramen. And if you could talk
definitely,
a little bit.
Definitely. I mean, I'd always love sushi, having it in New York, and ramen, you know, to me was like the Ichiban packaged ramen. You put in the boiling water and, you know, put some MSG spice on it. And we're in Osaka walking down. There's all these little street carts and amazing food places. And there's people eating ramen, but it's like giant bowls, you know. Looks delicious. What is this? What's going on here, ramen? It's not ramen. Blew my mind. Like, so cheap, but the broth was thick and the noodles had a texture that was just... Almost, it was like I was sexually attracted to the noodles. I'm saying,
oh, like
it,
that was, fifth, it was like umami.
Insane.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, it was just really addictive, let's say. So when I got back to the States, I had to research and find out about places, and then that's how I found out about like Momofuku. And
there's a ramen Setagaya.
Yeah, Setagaya, spots one, like that.
And that one's because that one's really fish. I mean, that's because like a strong
yeah.
fish.
And I'm a fan of both, like the pork bone broth or the seafood-based broth. All of it is just incredible. And
that's great.
Yeah.
Now, is that a last meal type of thing? I mean, you know, we always get into this conversation about like, okay, last meal. And it usually comes down to two categories. It's either decadence, like I'm going to get a porterhouse dripped in oysters, you know, with a magnum of champagne, or it's like, no, my grandmother used to make this like very, you know, homemade noodle dish. So, last meal, what do you think?
Last meal, that's a toss up. I mean, getting into ramen got me into pho. Mm-hmm. So, I'd have to say I'd want something like a gigantic, delicious bowl of pho.
Mm. Over ramen?
Over ramen, actually, yeah.
What?
We're going to go with everything, with the tripe, the pork tendon, the, you know, tendons, yeah. beef tendons, the...
pig's head, just throw, the, just
throw it all in there. Just soak the flavor up, and then and get me an unlimited supply of sriracha. I want to die burning.
So I think we got something special prepared for our studio listeners. We found an acoustic guitar buried in the back, and I don't know. So what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a quick little ditty.
And
a little folk version of something.
Little folk, and just,
that's something I never do.
And just for all of you tuning in, sorry about the stream. So many people tuned in the first few minutes that we actually crashed the stream. So thanks, everybody. You're listening to Snacky Tunes with your host, Finger on the Pulse. We got Drop the Lime in the studio about to do something really awesome. And then we're going to get Terry D is going to drop some tunes.
Hear me when I'm far away, and I know you can hear me when I'm far away. All this superstition building up inside, hold your heart together and let the rhythm slide. There are holes in Center City between inner city lies. I need to feel alive. I know you can hear me when I'm far away. I know you can hear me when I'm far away.
Drop the Lime, acoustic version of Hear Me. Nice. Way to set the bar for the rest of the...
Set the bar for the rest of the piece here.
Yeah. So we got Terry D coming up. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. We will be right back.
Kisses and through them inside. Get some messages.
All right, guys, you are listening to Snacky Tunes, coming back at Roberta's live every Monday, 2 p.m. Big shout out to sponsor TechServe, heritageradionetwork.com for the streaming and the archives. Big shout out to Jack Inslee and RecTech, producer and engineer, respectively. You were just listening to Terry Diabolic of the Finger on the Pulse crew doing a mini set. Start off with Lauren Flax featuring Sia, You've Changed, the Tombstone remix. Followed up by Justin Faust, Your Life, the demo. Justin Faust, Do Not Sleep on Him. And then last there was the Pulewski, Nina Simone, Take Care of Business for Me. We're working on something big with Pulewski, announcement to come soon. Next up on the decks, rocking the ones and twos, Drop the Line. Ladies and gentlemen, Snacky Tunes. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, drop the lime.
What's up?
Live on Snacky Tunes. What did you? Hold on, wait. That gets a wolf. All right. What'd you drop us? What'd you hit us with?
I dropped you with this British kid, young. He's like 18. Newman. He's been sending me demos lately, and they've been banging. It's called Seventh Key. Newman. Then I dropped a little Thwomp Stomp, which is a tune of my own that I made exclusively on this Bacardi mix I did. And then I dropped the Zombie Disco Squad remix of Mum Dance and Brodinski's Eurostar.
Beautiful.
Just dropped.
Beautiful.
Big tunes.
All right, man. Next up, finger on the pulse, DJ Never Forget, a.k.a. DJ Rob. You know what I'm talking about. Big shout out to Matt Royale. Again, Snacky Tunes, Heritage Radios, big up to TechServe. Let's do this. Never Forget. Here we go.
Thank you.
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Snacky Tunes, coming to you live every Monday, 2 p.m., heritageradionetwork.com. Big, big shout out to TechServe, our sponsors, who's helping us rock our computers. And that was just Finger on the Pulses, DJ Never Forget, throwing it down. What'd you take us through?
First off, that was London Town by Men Like Me, the FOMO remix, who was at the last Treble and Bass party.
What's up, FOMO?
Killed it.
What is that?
That's him. That's
him right now, smash.
That's his energy smashing back.
You're listening.
That's not it. Where's the... I wanted an angry crowd. After that was I Will Come Back, Holy Ghost, the original, which Drop the Lime had.
I'm singing on that, and I did a lovely remix of that, too, coming up.
And the video of it is absolutely gorgeous.
It is. It's mesmerizing. It's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary. So, do you know who directed that?
Ben Fries.
Huge shout out.
Huge shout out to Ben Fries.
Massive. And then the last song was Animal by Mike Snow, Fake Blood, which is a tricky tune to play out, but it's awesome. Heavy carnival music.
And let's just say you enjoyed that Lauren Flax track earlier. Well, guess who's in the studio? Lauren Flax!
Hello! Hi, baby.
Lauren Flax of amazing, amazing awesomeness and DJing Spike Hill on Sunday nights fame.
Lauren, why don't you talk to us a second about that track and the rise in last week of just like how it's blown up everywhere.
I mean, I finished it like a year and a half ago, so it finally came out, which I'm excited about. Yeah, I don't know. It got to like 13 on iTunes, but
help
I'm
us
not
push
sure.
it to 10.
Yeah,
push it to 10.
Let's get it up there.
Keep on pushing. We want to see single digits, people. So awesome. And Lauren, well, we're figuring out, but you'll be joining us for your own special.
Absolutely.
Special thing. Lauren Flax, and you got a night coming up. You still doing Hotel Motel?
Yeah, we're doing it at Le Poisson Rouge.
When's the next date?
On, I think the 29th.
Oh.
Last Wednesday of the month.
So we got a couple parties up coming up as well on July 21st.
July 21st, very special. Not Eating Out in New York. Very
slow
awesome.
Food.
Slow Foods. It's at Harry's Water Taxi Beach. Just go to www.watertaxibeach.com for all the info. It's July 21st, 6 to 9. It's going to be great. What we talked about before, Slow Foods, it's going to be awesome. It's the pit masters versus the amateurs. It's going to be flesh everywhere. It's going to be fantastic.
And Drop, you got some parties coming up, right?
We got some parties coming up. We got our Wednesday Magic at the basement of the Annex in Manhattan. No Escape from New York, August 12th. Very special guest from London that we can't talk about.
And
we got a party with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll play some golden oldies.
Soul Bowl at the New Brooklyn Bowl, August 24th. I think it's 9 to 2. Drink specials, bowling specials, just
good food.
Just fun specials.
And special thing, they are actually a fully green bowling alley space, which is very amazing. And
this is the same, what place?
The Brooklyn Bowl. Mm. It's a green space. Their kitchen is Blue Ribbon and pulls from the same Ideals of Roberta's. We only got a little bit of show left. Thanks.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
And one more.
And
let's not forget, before you go to Hotel Motel on Wednesday, come to
Barbecue
Blowout, Hope Lounge, 10 Hope Street in Brooklyn, 7 to 11. The wonderful Sam Mason, executive chef at Taylor, host of Dinner with the Band, will be rocking the grills. And then we got Harlem Shakes, great band from Brooklyn.
Who will be, we will not be here next week, but the following week, on the 27th, we will be here with Harlem Shakes.
Give us a preview of their DJ skills and the music they're going to play.
So thank you for listening to Snacky
August
Tunes.
August 21st.
And August 21st.
Oh, we got tons of parties. Look,
there's a lot of parties. sign up to keep track of all this and to get the links to download the show. Go email us music@fotpnyc.com. And we'll hook you up. This was our first edition of Snacky Tunes.
We'll come back and say goodbye, because right now, enough talking. Drop the Lime on the decks. Hit us with some magic.
Well, she's my rooty tooty baby. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, my honey, don't mean maybe. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's my rooty tooty baby. And I love her so. Never gonna let her go. She's my rooty tooty baby. Honey, don't be maybe. That's my goal. And let me tell you all about her. She sure is fine. She's the only little girl that's ever on my mind. She's my rooty tooty baby. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh, my honey. do, that's my go-go, man. She's my Rudy Tootie baby, and she lives next door. And every time I see that girl, I love her more and more. She's my Rudy Tootie baby, honey, don't mean maybe. That's my goal, and I'm gonna take her out of dancing, live it up. I'm gonna really be and do my stuff, 'cause she's my Rudy Tootie baby. Yeah, yeah, my honey, don't mean maybe. Yeah, yeah, 'cause she's my Rudy Tootie.
Don't be maybe.
listening to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. And that was just Drop the Lime, hitting up another set. Want to tell us what you were dropping?
I dropped Rudy Tootie Baby, Lee Mitchell. Mm. And I dropped Joker and Gins, Re-Up. And I dropped Super One's remix of Little Jinder, Polyhedron. And I dropped 808 PM at the Beach, Fred Falk.
So that will bring us to the end of our first Snacky Tunes. None of these, we're going to have to figure out this FX pad, but we'll figure it out. There it is. There it is. There. we'd like to thank our very special guest, Drop the Lime.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming and doing the first one.
Special guest cameo, Lauren Flax.
Hi, I love you guys.
Who will be on here. Once again, to get all of your Finger on the Pulse updates, go to FOTPNYC.com. To hit up for our mailing list, go to music at FOTPNYC.com. We got a ton of great stuff coming up. Like I said, we're not here next week, but on Monday the 27th, we got the Harlem Shakes, a great Brooklyn band, in the studio, who will also be doing our doing like construction out there. And once again, thank you to Roberta's and Heritage Radio Network and Brandon for getting us back on the air. It's been too long. We've missed it way too much.
And one last shout out to our sponsor, TechServe. Thank you for the computers. HeritageRadioNetwork.com for the archives. Big shout out to Jack Inslee and RecTech, who are doing full service with Dev79. Club Love, Friday, July 31st, 179 McDougal Street. If you haven't been there, go check it out. It is a party that's going to pop off. That's it.
We're your host, Finger on the Pulse, and we will see you soon.